Mr. Crowley. What went on in your head?
This is Kerry Crowley of the Bay Area News Group. Now back to the Giants pregame show with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680.
All right, we've got baseball today. Kerry Crowley, you have a walk-up song, is that correct?
Apparently. Yeah, apparently.
All right, this is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, very good.
The Ozzy Osbourne class.
Right. You an Ozzy guy?
No.
No?
No,
not
no,
even close.
No rodents, no birds, no, no nothing like that?
None of it, no.
Couldn't relate to him less.
Well, what did you think about yesterday? And again, we love to get the different demographics of people. And what was your thought about yesterday?
I thought that the Willie Mays speech was tremendous. I thought that that absolutely made the ceremony and tied together generations of Giants fans. And that was easily the most special moment of the day, not just for Barry, but for everyone in attendance at AT&T Park, to see how much that meant to Barry and to see how much it meant to Willie. To say what he said, vote him in, let him have it, that was a truly iconic moment and something that I think everyone who was there yesterday will never forget.
Well, and the character of Willie Mays, too, to say, you know, I'm going to take the mic and I'm going to stand at the podium and I'm going to walk over there and do it. I mean, when a guy like that takes the mic, it's unbelievable. What did you think about the Eric Gagne moment? I thought that was kind of fun. I thought it was cool. Was unexpected for me as a fan.
I like the Eric Gagne moment, but I will say this. I don't know how Dodgers fans weren't all over him for that, because imagine a Giant going down and participating in a ceremony in L.A. It just wouldn't fly.
Right.
It absolutely wouldn't fly.
In the support of a guy like
that. The rivalry, in my opinion, is too strong for something like that to happen. So credit the Giants for getting Eric Gagne out here and getting him into enemy territory. But I just can't imagine the reaction from Giants fans if they saw a great go down and celebrate at Dodger Stadium. It just... I can't imagine it.
No.
Well, time passes and heals all wounds, so to speak. And
theoretically.
It did become one of those moments,
yes.
A great confrontation, that ended up positively for the Giants. So, you know, Gagne was sort of the foil in that, so people could put up with it.
Well, and Kruko said it best. I think he said it was, what made it so fascinating is it was the guy with the best stuff versus the guy with the best swing, and everybody wanted to see how it would play out.
You think this opens the door at all for other people's numbers to be retired? And again, what does it all mean? We're not saying you got to be a certain age to vote or, you know, to do something. You can do whatever you want in retiring numbers. Does this open the door a little bit?
I think absolutely it opens the door, and you're going to start to see conversations surrounding players like Tim Lincecum, Matt Cain down the line, and even Will Clark, who's number 22, has been worn since he's played, but he's a six-time All-Star. Giants fans love him, and they already think, many of them, that 22 should be taken out of circulation. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see his name pop back into the conversation, because now that kind of the precedent has been broken and you've chosen a player who isn't in the Hall of Fame and Barry Bonds to be represented with his number retired up on that wall out in left field beyond club level, I think that Will Clark's name will be in the conversation.
And I think you need a new generation, because the older Hall of Famers, as Willie says, will not be here forever.
Yeah.
So if you have in 15 years, you want to have a celebration of something, and you want to trot out your generational heroes, your icons, who are you going to bring out? You only got one.
Well, Buster Posey will be a fixture at these ceremonies for a long,
right,
long time.
His number, 28, mm-hmm. will be
28,
up there.
And you never know if Madison Bumgarner's 40 could be up there.
And I think the Lincecum and the 22 should be considered.
See, people have been saying that about a statue, or make the Hall of Fame comment about Lincecum. He was a comet across the sky of baseball. I think I took that line from you, Kerry. I think you're the one who said that. And it's the best way to sum it up. He had a few great years. He was exceptional for this franchise, but in the debate we've been having about why a guy should go up, it's for the fans. The fans feel he should be up there. He should be up there.
Look, two no-hitters, two Cy Youngs. Lincecum's credentials are excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make the case that he faltered at the end of his career. The arm gave out. The hip injury kind of inhibited him. But Tim Lincecum, at the height of his career, there was no one better.
Nope.
Well, what's wrong with celebrating it? It's
exactly.
Okay to celebrate it. It's not like if you put his number up there that everyone in the park will now owe him $1 million. You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's a celebration. It's, in life, we have so many things in politics and the world today that are negative. You can't even watch the news half the time. And you know, these fires, and you talk about the courageous people in the world, the firefighters, maybe the top of the list for what's going on. So this is something to celebrate. It's okay to celebrate the good things in life. And that's part of this being a fan and being part of the ball club.
And we know the Giants, and we know that these three world championships that they've won this decade will be celebrated for years and years and years. And so the players who led them to those will also have their moments in the sun, and they'll have moments just like yesterday, and maybe they won't have hour-long ceremonies or 90-minute ceremonies honoring the greatest hitter of all time, but they will honor their biggest postseason moments. And you look at guys like Tim Lincecum, Madison Bumgarner, Buster Posey, all of them played roles in them.
Yeah, and you're not saying put in, 20 of them.
No.
Or is it retire the whole, So I think it's important. And I think also Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
His number will be retired. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I have a lot of thoughts about it, but I thought it was good. I thought it opened up a lot of eyes and maybe opened up some doors, which is good for the entertainment of baseball. And the Giants did it well. What about the ball club? They come out, they could have used Bonds to hit last night.
What a walk, Marty.
My goodness. 4-0. Trevor Williams, a tough pitcher. Ty Block gave up the one hit you didn't want to see him give up, which was sort of predictable. But what's your take on the team right now?
Yeah, well, the ceremony was practically longer than the game last night. And 44 games to go, Marty. 22 at home, 22 on the road. The Giants are 6 games out in the National League West. And you look at the division right now, the Dodgers and D-backs are both playing 542 baseball. If they do that the rest of the way, it's going to take 88 wins to win the National League West. The Giants would have to go 30-14 over their final 44. I don't see it, especially after the efforts that we've seen the past few nights, Friday not included. But at the plate this week, it's just been a giant struggle for this team. And I don't see that changing so drastically that they start to win 65-66% of their games over the last 2 months of the season.
Seems like teams continue to make moves right now around baseball. Are we still thinking there's a possibility of Sam Dyson ending up elsewhere? I know some of your colleagues have written that Andrew McCutchen could still be on the move. What are your thoughts on this?
Absolutely. I think if the Giants completely fall out of this race and the front office wants to make some changes, you could see Chris Shaw come up. You could see Andrew McCutchen on a playoff club contending. He deserves to be in the postseason race. He's a free agent to be. The Giants could save a little money, make sure they steer completely clear of that luxury tax threshold, and so he's a guy who could be on the move. Sam Dyson, like you mentioned, and Derek Holland's name has been floated. I don't see Holland going anywhere, though, just because this organization is so short on starting pitching depth right now. We don't even know who's going to start Friday in Cincinnati. It could be Casey Kelly. It could be Ty Block again. And so you can't part with a guy like Derek Holland when you need 5 starters just to get through the rotation.
Kerry Crowley with us, Bay Area News Group and San Jose Mercury News. Kerry, you've been great all year. Casey Kelly, what about him?
Casey Kelly with a tremendous debut for the Giants last night. 5 innings, 2 hits in relief. I don't think any of us saw that coming. His ERA was above 4.5 for the AAA Sacramento Rivercats this season. He struggled in each major league opportunity that he's had with the Padres and Braves. It was his best outing since a debut back in 2012 with San Diego. Buster Posey liked that he had 4 pitches, mixed it all up, and I think that throwing to Posey probably gave Kelly a little bit of confidence, and now I don't see any reason why they shouldn't run him out Friday in Cincinnati.
Right? Yeah, you may
just
work.
Give him an opportunity.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
At this point.
Yeah, why not?
And
so.
you need somebody to eat innings. And we just had the conversation about Ty Block, the lack of that out pitch. And while he had the strikeout going last night, he just doesn't have that pitch to put you away.
Yeah, interesting. This series with the Dodgers, Kershaw, Bumgarner, tomorrow, first time this year, we'll see that matchup. And again, you look at crucial series. We thought the Arizona series was, and the Giants split that one. But this is a 3-gamer. And if you don't take it, you're going to drop another game back and 3 more games off the schedule. So with the one today and 3 in L.A., that'd be 40. And if you're 7 or 8 back with 40 to go, it's a different story. So we may see movement this week.
And I think tomorrow's game will dictate the direction that the Giants take. If the Giants lose with Bumgarner on the mound against Kershaw, it's going to be very tough to make up more ground in the National League West. They'll fall in another game back in the division. I think at a certain point, you owe it to certain guys to evaluate them. You need to see Chris Shaw and what he can do at this level. Maybe you bring up Sean Anderson for 1 or 2 outings, move him to the bullpen, the AAA starter, and see what he can bring you. Aramis Garcia, I believe, will be up here in September. Maybe give Posey a few opportunities to rest, play him at first base. But they just need to start taking a look at some different guys.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet. Again, we say, well, wait till the road trip or wait till the Dodgers and all that. And it will happen at some point. Either they're in or out.
Mm-hmm.
And it will happen at some point. But Belt will be back. What do you do with him?
Well, Belt won't play Monday, not against Kershaw, right. 4-for-54 in his career. And so he'll be back Tuesday. I think you play him. You give him an opportunity to play every day, and so but you still have to find room for Austin Slater, and maybe that's where the McCutchen trade happens, and you put Slater in right, Shaw in left, Duggar in center, and all of a sudden you've got three kids in the outfield, and you're looking at opportunities for next season and who can kind of take hold of a starting role and make sure that the Giants don't need to go out in the offseason and sign a whole bunch of outfielders to fill these voids that have kind of been left open for the past few seasons.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Ever been to Cincinnati?
I have not been to Cincinnati, and no, I will not be trying the Skyline Chili.
You will not. You've heard about it.
The Skyline Chili has a reputation that precedes itself, and I am not up for
have
it.
Have you talked to Henry about it?
Not quite, not yet.
All right, do not talk to Henry about any of the food there.
All right.
Andy Baggerly will find something. He'll be cooking something in the press box, you know, how he operates.
Yes.
Well, great. Great having you on. We love having you out here. So have a good day today, and we'll talk to you next Saturday. And I know there's an early game on that trip as well, so get you up early on Sunday.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right,
that'll
Kerry, thank
fun.
You.
Thank you, Marty.
Right,
have
that's Kerry Crowley. Yes, always a pleasure to have him on. All right. Before we do that, let me talk a little bit about Georgie
Kerry
Brothers.
Kerry Crowley, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all right. He gets a round of applause.
Carmen's had a lot of hats on this week.
Really?
Producer, hype man, security guard.
All right. Carmen did a great job yesterday.
Yeah, she even McCutchen, too.
Being the bouncer for a Marischal.
That's what I mean. She was his guard.